ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 18 वर्स 3। आई एम इन नीड ऑफ माई ग्लासेस, आई अंडरस्टूड विनोद मंजारी इज गेटिंग देम, otherwise it will be difficult. Yes, maybe. Which number is that? Yeah, that helps. Thank you. Okay. So we are reading from the chapter which is entitled The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. And the text is number 3. Aho Vichitram Bhagavat Vichestitam Gnantam Jana आयम ही मिशां न पश्यति जायां असत् यर्हि विकर्मा सेवितुं निरृत्या पुत्रं पितरं जिजीविष्यति। अहो विचित्रं भगवत् विचेष्टितम्, अहो विचित्रं भगवत् विचेष्टितम्, गणं तं जनोऽयं इमिषं न पश्यति, गणं तं जनोऽयं इमिषं न पश्यति, जायं यसत् यरि विकर्म सेवितुम्, जायं नसत् यरि विकर्म सेवितुम्, निरृत्या पुत्रं पितरं जिजीविष्यति। निरृत्या पुत्रं पितरं जिजीविष्यति। अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम्, नं तं जनोऽयं इमिषं न पश्यति, जायं नसत् यरि विकर्म सेवितुम्, निरृत्या पुत्रं पितरं जिजीविष्यति। अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम्, नं तं जनोऽयं इमिषं न पश्यति, जायं नसत् यरि विकर्म सेवितुम्, निरृत्या पुत्रं पितरं जिजीविष्यति। प्लीज रिपीट।
अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम्, अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम्, नं तं जनोऽयं इमिषं न पश्यति,
vichitram bhagavad vichestitam. Nantam yamayam tisam. Jayam na satya vikarma sevito. Vichitram bhagavat vichestitam tam janoyam nisham bhashati satyayam
Mataji.
O vichitram bhagavan vichestitam tam janoyam nisham bhashati Aho, alas, vichitram, wonderful, bhagavad vichestitam, the pastimes of the Lord, gnantam, dead, jana, a person, ayam, this, he certainly, Mishan, although seeing, Apashyati, does not see, Dhyayan, thinking about, Asat, material happiness, Yarhi, because, Vikarma, forbidden activities, sevitum, to enjoy, nirritya, burning, putram, sons, pitaram, the father, jijivishyati, desires a long life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Alas, how wonderful it is that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. He knows that death will surely come, yet he is nevertheless callous and neglectful. If his father dies, he wants to enjoy his father's property, and if his son dies, he wants to enjoy his son's possessions as well. In either case, he heedlessly tries to enjoy material happiness with the acquired money. Please repeat. Alas, how wonderful it is that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. Does not heed means does not care. He knows that death will surely come. Yet he is nevertheless callous and neglectful. If his father dies, he wants to enjoy his father's property. And if his son dies, he wants to enjoy his son's possessions as well. In either case, he heedlessly tries to enjoy material happiness with the acquired money. Purport. Material happiness means to have good facilities for eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse, and defense. Within this world, materialistic person lives only for these four principles of sense gratification, not caring for the impending danger of death. After his father's death, a son tries to inherit his money and use it for sense gratification. Similarly, one whose son dies tries to enjoy the possessions of his son. Sometimes the father of a dead son even enjoys his son's widow. Materialistic persons behave in this way. Thus Sukadeva Goswami says, how wonderful are these pastimes of material happiness transacted by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, materialistic persons want to commit all kinds of sinful activities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can do anything. And then natural question, why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead permit sinful activities? The Supreme Lord does not want any living being to act sinfully, and he begs him, through his good conscience, to refrain from sin. But when someone insists upon acting sinfully, the Supreme Lord gives him the sanction to act at his own risk. Mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. No one can do anything without the sanction of the Lord. But he is so kind that when the conditioned soul persists in doing something, the Lord permits the individual soul to act at his own risk. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sons always outlive their fathers in other planetary systems and other lands in this universe, especially on Svargaloka. However, on this planet Earth, a son often dies before his father. And the materialistic father is pleased to enjoy the possessions of his son. Neither the father nor the son can see the reality that both of them are awaiting death. When death comes, however, all their plans for material enjoyment are finished. Om Agyanati Marandasya Agyananya Silakya Shakshur Mita Mirinata Smaishri Guru Vela Maha Namo Vishnu Vaya Krishna Vistayam Tadvishmiti Sattvaram Dasko Swamiti Namini Namo Vishnu Vaya Krishna Vistayam Tadvishmiti Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarina. So in this verse, Sri Prabhupada starts with explaining that for material happiness, there are the four facilities, which we all know, find it many times in the scriptures. And there must be a reason why it is there many times. Four facilities of eating, sleeping, defending, and then the sexual intercourse of the mating. So this is, Sri Prabhupada explains us, is the main drive for the conditioned living entity, for his existence, for his the drive for his happiness, is coming from these four activities. And as explained in many places in the scriptures, it brings us nowhere if that is our goal. It makes us spin the wheel. Like when you drive in the wrong road and you end up in the mud, the car is going nowhere and the wheels are spinning. And the mud is flying here and there, but the car doesn't move. So, similarly, the living entity who is into these four activities and who is certainly looking for happiness, but he or she is going nowhere because it's just not the right activity. And then so Prabhupada enters into the fact that, you know, even going a little further in the sense that if somebody's father dies, then the son is eager to get the inheritance so that he can enjoy the possessions the father is leaving behind. We know that a lot of family fights are coming from this, when the parents die, then whatever is left has to be divided by the remaining children. And in many occasions this gives a lot of trouble, with then lawyers involved and to, you know, nicely divide the properties. And envy comes in, and, you know, etc., etc. So many entanglements, so many troubles are coming from that. And so Prabhupada here also makes that statement, which is a more degrading factor, that if the son dies, then the father is happy to enjoy the possessions of the son. And in some cases, Sri Prabhupada mentioned, the father will even enjoy the daughter-in-law. So this is like a more degraded way. And certainly we hear these things, we read these things, we see these things, so it is all happening in the material world. You know, the mass of people is going for enjoying it. Christmas means for people enjoyment. It's the birth of Jesus Christ, but that's you know, that's just for in the shops. There is still a little Christmas tree. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. In the shops you find still a little Christmas tree, and sometimes also Jesus Christ is there, you know, in a little hut. But, you know, basically Christmas means, you know, have a nice big feast and wine and meat and, you know. So it involves so much sinful activities. So unfortunately, you know, also the religious activities have turned into commercial activities and have turned into degrading activities. That's the and the churches, they are, you know, basically empty. Just a few individuals are there. So that's the, you know, that's the life, you know, which is described here, the standard life, what we see around us and which has been repeated so many times. But then the question comes up, or Sri Sukadev Goswami says, how wonderful are these pastimes of material happiness transacted by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So then naturally, such a statement brings then the question, is that the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that this is happening? In other words, materialistic persons want to commit all kinds of sinful activities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can do anything. And we know that nothing happens without the sanction of the Lord. Not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So Prabhupada explains that even our, you know, even when we eat, the fire of our digestion, there is no digestion without the Lord's involvement, so to say. Fire of digestion is also coming from the Lord. And without fire of digestion, there is no health. That's the whole Ayurvedic principle. Is if you have a good fire of digestion, you're healthy. And if you don't have a good fire of digestion, you're unhealthy. So the basic principle of Ayurveda is to increase the fire of digestion. But it's not directly under our control. It's under the control of the Lord. So then the question comes up, why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead permit sinful activities? And Śrīla Prabhupāda immediately answers, the Lord doesn't want us to commit sinful activities. And he begs, does not want living entities to act sinfully, and he begs the living entity through his good conscience to refrain from sin. But when one insists upon acting sinfully, the Supreme Lord gives him the sanction to act at his own risk. Because no one can do anything without the sanction of the Lord. So even for sinful activity, we need to get the sanction of the Lord. But the Lord will give only the sanction if we insist. He will try with good sense, he will try by the super soul, trying to give a message across to the soul, who is right next to the super soul. He will try to give the message to appeal to our good sense of not acting sinfully. So the Lord is trying that. But ultimately, if we as individual soul, as individual living entity, insist, then the Lord will let it happen. But only because we are insisting. Because he doesn't want it. But when we desire it strongly, then the Lord doesn't interfere in our individual independence. We have a small independence. We have actually very small independence. Because for everything we depend on the Lord. There's nothing we can do without, you know, his sanction. It's all happening within his total creation. It's all, you know, is energy. Everything what we see around is energy. But still, we do need, you know, his sanction for things. But if we insist, then he will give. Because he doesn't want to interfere in that small independence we have. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita. In 18th chapter, Perfection of Renunciation, text 61. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. And in the purpose, Sri Prabhupada explains the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as the localized Supersoul, sits in the heart, directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds. So when we change bodies, we don't remember anymore what we were in our previous life, what we did in our previous life. But the super soul, as the knower of the past, present and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all the activities of living entities are directed by this super soul. And the living entity gets what he deserves. So according to our previous life, our previous activities, our previous thinking, feeling and willing, then the living entity gets in this life what it deserves. And it's just a continuation in that sense. Because we forget, but Krishna knows perfectly what happened before and what should be now in this life the continuation, what type of body and mindset and intelligence, etc., and family where we take birth, etc. All the different, everything is according to what happened before, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the Supersoul. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. So we get what we deserve, and within what we deserve, we then have to act with that particular type of body we have, and that particular type of situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car. Though the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. So we get all a little different situation. One living entity has this type of body, and another living entity at that type of body, etc., etc. So similarly, by the order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body to a particular type of living entity, so that he may work according to his past desires. What we desire in this life is what we may get in next life. So we have to carefully watch, what do I desire? Because as a result of desiring, you get. So if you have the right desire, you get the right result. The living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender. And that is the injunction of the next verse. So the Lord is interfering in so many aspects of our life. And all we have to do to make things happening in a progressive, positive way, in goodness and then transcend this goodness, is to surrender to the Lord. See, understand what the Lord wants of us, and then surrender to that process. And once we surrender to that process, then we will get the desired result. There is another... verse... from the Bhagavatam, the third canto. It's related to the activities of the Prashetas. The verse says, because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed these orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining, since every living entity is part and partial of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has small independence. Sometimes unintelligent man asks why one is put into a miserable condition, even though everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his minute independence, the living entity can obey or disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. If he obeys the Supreme Lord's orders, he becomes happy. If he does not obey, he becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates its own happiness and unhappiness. So it is our own choice. If due to false ego, we cannot surrender to the Lord and work within what the Lord has given us, then that is unfortunate. Because it is the process of surrender that will make us happy. But if our false ego is too much egocentric, in the sense, I want to be the enjoyer myself, then we are, you know, we are in concurrence with, we are trying to, you know, be the supreme. We are trying to be, instead of being dependent in a surrendered mood to the Lord who has given us everything and who is just asking us to go with the flow of his mercy. But, you know, just like when you go in a river and you go with the river, with the flow of the river, it's so easy. You just have to go in and go with the flow of the river. But if you step in the river and you want to go upwards of the river, and it is a strong river, good luck. It's a tough time you will have. So that's our choice. Our choice is to surrender and make easily spiritual advancement and become happy, or go against, want to be ourselves the enjoyer, go against the river and go stream upwards and get all kinds of smashed by the waves and by the you know, with your, when you fall down, you hit with your head the rocks of the river, and it's all kinds of struggle for nothing, just for the pride of fulfilling the ego, because that's all there is to get. Because we know from the scriptures there is nothing to get, you know, there is nothing, there is no question of obtaining any result in trying to compete with the Lord. Because there is only one Creator, there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead who is supreme, and we can only be happy if we serve Him. If we surrender to Him, if we take part in what He has given to us, which is such a variety, which is such a abundance, is there. But if still we want to enjoy independently of Him, then we are going for a great, great, great struggle. For an impossible struggle, for a mission impossible, we are going. If he obeys the Supreme Lord's order, he becomes happy. If he does not, he becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates his own happiness or unhappiness. The Supreme Lord does not enforce this on anyone. Supreme Lord praised the Prashetas because they all faithfully obeyed the orders of their father. The Lord therefore blessed the sons of King Prachinabharisat because they obeyed their father's order. So these are the main points from this purport, which are not new to us, but at the same time it's good to ponder on this and to understand this deeper and deeper, because life is going on. And days and weeks and years are passing by, and it is important to understand why we came here in this material world, and what is the way out, and what is the process to get out of this material world. So. That's why, as far as I understand, Srila Prabhupada explains it in all kinds of different ways, but the essence, is the same, that there is no use in trying to become happy by, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It's a very small circle which unfortunately can keep us busy for lifetimes. It's just this little, this little small type of life which is self-centered can keep us busy for lifetimes and wasting time. So it is good that we reflect on these things and that we break this habit, and that we stop it, that we cut it, and that we sit down and face things. So what is happening here? What do I need to do to stop this, to change this? So I will stop here. Any comments, questions? To stop the circle of birth and death in this material world. Yeah. Of course, when you say that, you know, sometimes devotees leave because they don't feel nicely treated or don't have some problem with somebody or some difficulty in the relationship. I mean, the process of Krishna consciousness is to surrender to Krishna. It's not to surrender to any situation which is not right. If a particular situation is not right, it should be addressed. But we should never leave at the same time. But we should correct, and we should help to correct the situation. But if there is something wrong in the behavior of somebody, or then we should help to correct that. We may need to tolerate for some time some difficulties that may be there, but we shouldn't think that nonsense behavior of another person is not the Lord's mercy. We don't have to go to that extent. We have to also, correct the behavior of another person if the behavior is not right, and address it in a mature possible way. But it should not come to the point that it takes away our desire to stay, or that's where Maya comes in. We may find reasons to leave the process of Krishna consciousness, but there should be, we should not accept that. That's where Maya, sometimes Maya puts little obstacles here and there in order to help us convince that, it's not for me at this point of time or something. And in this way, Maya makes us leave. But we should see the spell of Maya there, But on the other hand, it's not that everything is good. I mean, we are not, Ultimately, nothing can happen without the Lord's sanction. At the same time, the Lord is also giving us the intelligence to correct if something is wrong and to address it and to deal with it, and so many ways, in so many different circumstances. I mean, there are some Vaishnava principles that, if one is, if somebody says something, then we shouldn't defend so much ourselves. It's more appropriate Vaishnava behavior that somebody else who is present, somebody who is senior or somebody else, takes it up for us. But if we see anything, a wrong behavior to somebody else, then yes, we should act on that, and not see it as Krishna's arrangement, because that's not the right way of understanding Krishna consciousness. if something is wrong or somebody behaves wrong, then that person should be corrected. It may need to be corrected very nicely or sensitively or whatever. Time and circumstances are there. But we correction should be there. And we are here in the material world, you know, which is a place with lots of difficulties. So naturally, you know, it's not going to be, it's not everything is going to be smooth. I mean, the stones in a river, they become smooth after 10,000 years. All the edges are, you know, because the stones have been ruffled into each other, and that's how you get all these nice round stones. But there was a lot of action before they were so smooth as they are. So we have to understand that we are in this place, and there are going to be some edges, some difficulties to be rounded off and to be worked out. But we should make the best Vaishnava ways to do it. And we also have to see what is our level of tolerance. We shouldn't be artificially, artificially tolerant and then in quietly disappear, you know. That's not a solution. You know, everybody has a certain level of what he can tolerate. And, and if that level, you know, if it's going too high, one should... You know, just to defend himself, one should speak up. I mean, in the right way, Vaishnava way, speak with a senior devotee, tell him, what difficulty one has with the person who is staying in the same room as him. Maybe snoring, maybe, I don't know, maybe coming to bed late and maybe too talkative, maybe this, maybe that, I don't know. There can be so many things. But there are ways how to address that. Not that I think, okay, there is nothing I can do about this person, so I better, you know, take my bags and leave. Then I will be able, in my mother's place, I will be able to go to bed in time. So that's not a solution. One has to also... Because it's also a sign of honesty to know, you know, look, I would like to be a pure devotee and be transparent and be able to tolerate everything and anything and see everything 100% in Krishna's, you know, as Krishna's arrangement. But if we don't have, we are here to learn, we are here to grow, we are here to advance spiritually. So if our limit is here, and that limit is reached, then we should speak up and say, look, I'm sorry, but I cannot, you know, tolerate this, or I cannot, I have my limits, I have my, you know, I would wish, I didn't have these limits, but since I have them, I better speak about it. So that's also a form of being honest in spiritual life and try to work out things according to time and circumstances. Tell us to improve. Yeah, ombudsman is there for many years, but it has been the last, I didn't hear about it so much the last 1 year. I think when Kanchanavali Mataji went to America, since that time I haven't heard much about ombudsman. Yeah, it's appropriate, yes. Just that we would have to Manahaprabhu, you can help me if there is, but at least in our discussions, it's a long time we didn't speak about it, so we may have to repolish that one and see, revive it a little bit. But that's an appropriate way, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, it would be like that if everything would be mechanical, but it's not mechanical. I mean, you know, Krishna is there. So when you act sincerely in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna is at the last moment of your life not going to allow that girl to appear so strongly in your mind. Even if the tendency is there, Krishna will make arrangement that, you know, that he comes there instead of her. So that, I mean, Sri Prabhupada promises that in some places, you know, that if we follow the process of Krishna consciousness, we follow the principles and we chant 16 rounds, then this will not happen. But in theory, so-called theory, it could, you know, but because it's a personal process and Krishna is there within our heart, that's why it cannot, you know, in reality it will not happen if we are sincere, you know, for in the process of Krishna consciousness. Even if we are not perfect, but if we have been acting sincerely, that's why the acting, it has an important effect. You know, the doing, even if some parts of our doing are a little bit mechanical, but we do them consciously with the idea to purify, then it has also its positive effect and it goes to our credit. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. So Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaur Premanande.